Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolic Round the World. Fine mess you've got me into. Well, I didn't do anything. I was just sitting here minding my own business and you're starting to yell at me. Well, why aren't you out finding a job? Well, you know I can't work. I've got workanoiditis. Workanoiditis. What kind of a disease is that? Well, that's a disease that normally only affects foxes, but I'm a rare case. Oh, shut up. Fox. What are you, a dog? Well, what do you think I am, a cocker spaniel? I think you're a nut. Now, listen, Stanley. We're in dire straits. I need a new pair of socks. Well, what do you need socks for in summertime? I can't go out without socks. I'm a dignitary. Dignitary what? Dignitary. Oh, I thought you were a fox terrier.
There you go.
Now, we have to get a situation where we can make some money, and that's why I'm studying this paper. Look what it says here. Make plenty of money and only work 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours a day? What do you do? Well, here it is. Inspect buildings. Inspect buildings. Right, you know, when people have to where they live and all that, you gotta make sure it's safe. What do I know about? I'm not gonna go into a building. I knew a fellow one time. He went into a building and ba-boom. Ba-boom. What happened? Well, he hit him so hard he don't know what happened, but he wasn't there anymore. Cut that out. Oh, come along. We're going down to the unemployment agency. Now, act very nonchalant. See, like we don't need a job. Well, we do need a job. Don't let them know it.
Right.
Can I help you, Muggs? What kind of job are you looking for? Can you clean up, dirty up, shut up, or throw up? Which is it?
Well, he can throw up plenty when he eats too much. I can't shut up, and he can't clean up because he can't bend over.
I got the perfect job for you, Muggs. It's a new scientific breakthrough. It's called the Fat Finder. Well, he's got plenty of that. The Fat what? Fat Finder. Now, you see this little gadget? What is that? Well, it's called a clipper, a chip. See? Now, you put it in your pocket. Now, watch this. I got this little button here. Beep, beep. I know exactly where you are, and I know exactly when you're eating to gain weight. And and I buzz this, and it and it tells me everything. Hey, Ollie, that would be great for you. Oh, will you shut up? What do we do? How do we make money with that? Well, you find somebody who needs the fact finder, who wants to lose weight, and you you slip this right into their pocket, and they don't even know it. Wait a minute. You want him to be a pickpocket fat finder? I don't know. How am I going to slip? Stanley, you better do it. I'm going to get in trouble. But I'm not going to go around feeling up people's pockets. What do you think? I am a pervertum. Will you cut that out? Now give me that. Pardon me, sir. Don't pick him. He's not fat. He's skinny. Well, maybe he wants to get
fat.
Maybe he wants to get fat. Pardon me, sir. What do you want? Get away from me. I'm not... What's wrong with you guys? What institution did you escape from? when he was in the... Oh, shut up. Pardon me, sir. Have you got a nickel? What? I knew it. Hustlers, eh? I wouldn't give you a dime, let alone a nickel. Well, listen, that's a beautiful suit you've got on. Trying to steal my suit, huh? I'm calling the cops. All right. What's going on here? Oh, no, not you, Muggs. You two, what are you doing now? Hey, Ollie, look how fat he is. He's fatter than you. Give him the fat finder. Oh, pardon me, officer. I have a present for you. Would you mind turning around? What? I'm going to run you mugs in so fast, it'll make your head spin and your hair grow. Now, come on. Get over there. The fat finder. You know, I heard about that earlier on the news today, that some scientists came up with some kind of a gadget for people who are overweight and they can't lose the weight, and you go into a place to eat and they can locate you.
Like a dog?
They could send somebody after you or locate you, in other words, contact you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, can you imagine you go into a place and don't eat that donut. We're watching you.
Something did that to me. I think I would just crush it with something and then continue.
Yeah. You don't need that chocolate cake.
That's right.
You're going to gain 10 pounds. You know, a robot thing, you know.
Yeah.
If you persist in this, if you persist in this eating spree, we'll have to give you the automatic heave ho, heave ho.
That reminds me of something.
Like
remember the I told you about this doctor who created a robot to go in and just do the vitals. For people's, health and stuff like that, take all the vitals.
Yeah.
Well, the thing said, you went in and just, stopped working when it got to the person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
well, those
that
devices,
reminds me of this. I'm
they're
sorry.
Highly unreliable.
That's the truth. Human, nothing like human, contact. You won't
all
get
right,
it
we
in
got,
a robot.
Yeah. We got the story of a Janie in the Closet coming up when I was a kid.
Oh,
school. Boy.
All
right, I'll tell you about that. Louie will be here. Louie the Lip.
Yes.
And let's see, what else we got? Oh, we got the Honeymooner skit with Ralph and Ed. trying to shoot pool. Give me some honeymoon music. Well, you got any honeymoon music?
Hang
over
on,
there?
Let me get to it. Yeah, I have honeymoon.
Let it rip.
Let me find it first.
We tried to find that Freeburg television thing. We couldn't find it.
I know. Next okay, time. What do you need on this one?
Honeymooners.
Honeymooners, okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
If I smoke, do you? I don't care if you burn. Now rack 'em up. Gee, you mind putting out that cigar? You're killing me. Put it out, will you? All right, all right. I just put it right here on the pool table, and now I'll dash it out. Yeah. All right. I'll break. Wait a minute. Last time you broke, it's my turn to break. Would you stop acting like a baby? Worrying about. Go ahead. You want to break? Go ahead. Never mind. Give me that. Give me that stick. Put that cigar out. He gets burnt on the cigar. On the table. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful break, Norton.
Wait a minute, fellas. You better not use this table.
What do you mean we better not use this table? Who are you?
My name's Harry. I'm waiting for my friend Harvey. We just went in to get a cold drink, and then we're going to use the table.
Yeah? Well, you tell your friend Harvey that this is our table. We're using this table. And if he doesn't like it and he gets smart, tell him to come in here and I'll twist the both of you into pretzels. All right, for you. Well, my friend Harvey's not going to like that.
I remember
what
that.
What do
movie.
I care what your friend Harvey likes? Now get out of here. Go ahead and shoot, Norton. How am I going to shoot with all this noise going on here? Come on, why don't we get another table, Ralph? We're not getting another table. We found this table. We started here. We're going to finish it.
I'm going to get my friend Harvey.
I told you to get out of here. Maniacs all over the joint. Go ahead and shoot. Shoot.
This is my friend Harvey.
I told you to... Boy, Ralph. I don't know, what'd you have to go pick a fight with a big guy like that for?
I mean, my friend Harvey's even bigger than me, see?
I have a friend Shirley who's bigger than you. Wise guy, huh?
He said Harvey's a funny name.
No, he did, eh? You a wise guy, you know what? I might just punch you right in the nose. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said... he said he's not afraid of you, but I think he is, Harvey. Sure he is. The yellow belly. Come on, step outside. I got on a brand new suit and I can't go outside. He's not scared of you, my friend. He says what he said is true. He's got on a brand new suit. He'll fight you anytime. Norton, shut up. Shut up, Norton. Oh, you want to fight me another time, huh? All right, wise guy. Meet me 6 o'clock tomorrow at Kelsey's gym. What is the matter with you, Ralph? Why'd you go pick a fight with a big guy like that? Get out! Get out! Yeah, so Ralph tries to get out of the fight, see?
Yeah.
Norton comes up with an idea. He said, wait a minute, Ralph. I got an idea, see? I got a friend of mine who works in the sewer with me, see? He's a big guy, bigger than Harvey. Now, I send him over to the gym, and you knock him out with one punch, see?
Mm-hmm.
And Harvey gets wind of this, and he won't want to fight you. Yeah. How you going to get your friend over there to the gym? Do you think he'll do it? Well, of course he'll do it. We work in the sewer together. We have a saying down there. Blood is thicker than water. Only thing is, water is thicker than blood. My friend, we're good close friends, and he'll do anything for me. In fact, many a time, when you get blue down there working and tired, we have this little saying, see? May I favor you with this ode? When the time and tide turn against you, and you feel like you're going to choke, don't despair. Lay on your back and float. Get out! Down the sewer.
Yeah.
Imagine floating down the sewer.
Imagine floating in that scuzzy water. Yikes.
Yeah. So the guy came in, the big guy, and made believe Ralph knocked him out and all that. And Harvey got scared and he wouldn't fight him. All right, in a sight, let's see. Got to recognize some of our friends here. Third Eye Insight, my buddy Devin Fernandez. Want to learn how to protect yourself, self-defense? Give Dev a call. 631-445-3464. It's a good way to drive your mother-in-law right out of the house, see? You go in there and you start warming up. And I'll probably call a mental institution. But anyway. Fernandez, 631-445-3464. All right. I want to thank my friends at the Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle. Their number is 631-286-0444, Bellport, New York. And when you go over there, be sure and notice Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation last July. Horrible, horrible thing. And the trainer got off very easy with a slap on the wrist. Community service was her punishment. We're totally against that. We believe that it should be a felony to kill a guide dog. So tell it to the district attorney, Spencer Mendez, 631-853-4104. 853-4104. And express your horror that guide dogs aren't more protected, the schools aren't licensed, they aren't regulated. And we have to deal with that.
That's
those
right.
Those of us who need service dogs.
Yeah.
So raise up
anywhere.
Your voice and
Help us get justice for Milton.
Yeah.
What?
I said I cannot get anything that's now in the state except for upstate New York if I wanted to do a dual purpose for the dog, like him helping me or her helping me, doesn't matter what, you know, what it is, a girl or a boy. I like both dogs. Anyway, I love dogs, actually. So the thing is that when you go with, you know, against the guide dog foundation or any guide dog school, they keep it against you and they keep it on their, on your record, which is really lame, if you ask me. You know?
Yeah, well, there's no law to govern them.
That's right.
So they do whatever they want, more or less.
Yeah.
You know?
I noticed that.
The Americans with Disability Act should be amended
to include
and license guide dog schools. You know,
yeah.
Protect people. Protect the dogs.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, I want to thank Kennedy Realty and Islip, 631-888-1186, for his help. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their donation, Suffolk Bus Corp.
Mm-hmm.
Greatly appreciate our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Another one of our friends. And thank you for your keeping Inner Sight on the air, you know.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, you need dog food, cat food? The place is called Nobody Starved on Long Island.
That's
631-848. Oh, wait, I got the wrong number. Hold on. All right, let me check that number. 484-3085. 484-3085. 631.
Yep.
And you talk to Gary. You need dog food, cat food, or any medical for your animal. It's all donated.
Yeah,
all right.
He does.
All right, who else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster of Antioquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Those are some of the youngsters that have perished way before their time. And we remember all the children who died at the hands of evildoers. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying.
Hmm?
And put it into practice. All right. All right. What else? Louis will be here in a while. Hopefully,
yeah,
if he doesn't forget. You know.
He's right.
And, I don't know if you heard. We have the exclusive story at 822 New York. We have the exclusive story of the man who couldn't open his hard-boiled eggs. And demanded, mind you, demanded to speak to the chickens about it. All right. So he gets on his horse or his horse and wagon or whatever car, and he goes down to the farmhouse, see? And he goes in the gate there, you know, where all the animals are, the chickens and all that, and the coop
right.
and all that. And he sees the farmer, working there and doing all whatever, you know, tossing the hay and all that and horses in there.
Mm-hmm.
He says, sir, he says, do you mind if I have a word with your chickens? And the farmer says, what's that? What'd you say? I'd like a word with the chickens. Is it all right if I talk to the chickens? What is some kind of a nut? I got a nutcracker. You want it? No, sir. I want to talk to the chickens because I have a problem. See, I bought these eggs and I boiled a couple of them. And after you boil the eggs, the shell won't come off the eggs.
Wait a minute. Wait, I know what this is. I know it. I know it. This is the candid camera, ain't it? Ain't that what it is? Candid. Well, don't get out of here with that camera. I don't have a camera, sir. I'm just a regular individual who can't open the egg. Now, if please, let me just talk to the chickens for a few minutes, will you? Vita,
okay.
You better come out here and bring the shotgun, will you? We got a nut job here. No, we don't need a shotgun. Let me go in the coop. You can't go in that coop. You're going to scare Betty. Betty? Betty? Who's Betty? Betty's a sweet hen over there. See, Betty? Betty has a disability. What? It's a disabled chicken. Well, let me talk to Betty, would you? Maybe she can help me. Oh, gee. I knew I should have stayed in bed today. Gee. Oh, hi, Betty. My name is George, and see, I have an egg here. That's it. That's it. You got Betty all frustrated. Get out. Get out. So the guy takes him to court, see. And the lawyer, played by Gary Cooper, is a very, very interesting character, you know. Yeah. Well, Your Honor, my client is innocent due to the fact that when he went to talk to the chicken there, the chicken bit him in the ass. And we're going to file a countersuit not only against the farmer, but against the chicken. What do you hope to get from chickens?
A meal.
Mr. Cooper. Well, we figured we'd get a couple of fried chicken dinners and three eggs. Very interesting. Proceed. Well, for my first witness, Your Honor, I call the farmer... Farmer Joe. All right, Farmer Joe, raise your right hand. You swear to tell truth, the whole truth, and everything for your God.
What'd you say?
Wait a minute. I left my hearing aid home. I said, you swear to tell the whole truth, the whole truth, and everything for your God. So I believe in God. That's good enough for me. All right. Well, Farmer Joe, now, is it true that you've been to a doctor and the doctor said that you're thoroughly pixelated? Did I pixelated? I don't know. What does that mean? In other words, you're out of your mind. Out of my mind? No, I just love my chickens. I'm not out of my mind. This fella come in, he started talking to Betty, and poor Betty started crying. Ah! Oh, cut that out, sir. We can't have that in the courtroom. Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Now listen, Farmer Joe. Did you examine the egg that so and so gave you? Oh, pardon me, Your Honor. I'm a little pixelated myself. I forgot my client's name. What kind of a lawyer are you? You forgot your client's name. Well,
Cracker Jack box.
For all intensive purposes, call him Mr. Client. Oh, thank
Mr.
you, Your Honor. I appreciate that. I'll have to talk to my doctor about it. Now listen, Farmer Joe, did you examine the egg?
Well, I examined the egg. It was all flustered,
did you try to get the shell off?
Well, yeah, I tried to get the shell off, and
what happened?
I cut my finger.
You cut your finger on the shell of the egg. Is that right? That's right. Your Honor, there it is. I rest my case.
The man is pixelated.
Pixelated?
All right. You know, I got the idea for this skit, oddly enough, because when I buy my eggs, I noticed that the white eggs are easier to open than the brown eggs. Now, I don't know why that is, though. So I said to myself, my girlfriend, I said, I'm going to talk to the chickens about this. And I turned it into a stupid skit, but a weird skit, right?
Yeah, right. It is a weird skit, but it's okay. It was funny.
All right. Pixelated. There was a movie with Gary Cooper, Mr. D's Goes to Town.
Yeah.
Where that word was really funny, and they tried to. He plays a very, very wealthy guy, and he's very generous. And they tried to put him away because he was helping people. He was giving them money, you know, and it was these two old ladies.
What's wrong with that?
Two old ladies in his hometown who came to testify for him. You know,
because
he let them live in his house for free for many, many years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two sisters. So that's how I got to where it comes from. All right. Oh. Inner sight. Around the world, let's see. Is Louie on the line?
Hold on, let me look.
Anybody?
He might be.
Any calls?
What? I'm sorry.
Do we have any calls?
I'm going to look right now.
All right.
Give me a second.
A story about my former girlfriend, Janie.
Uh-oh.
Coming up.
Hold on.
And
let me see if Louie's here. No,
yeah,
Louie's not here.
All right, so I'm gonna do the Janie story first. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I went to school, you know, we had a Braille class, a bunch of us.
Yeah.
Where we learned Braille and all that, and we had one of the funniest things. We used to say, well, we're learning Braille, so we can Braille girls. You know, the teacher freaked out when we said, you know,
that's not why you're learning Braille.
I said, well, if girls don't get Braille, how do people get here, you know? She loved that one.
Now, I'm not going to explain that to you. Now sit down and be quiet, Frankie.
So, every day in school, at the end of the day, she would instruct kids one at a time. We had a big walk-in closet, see, and you had to go get your coat.
Right.
And remember, now all these kids are blind, you know.
Right.
And she didn't want 4, 5, 6 kids in the closet at the same time, because one time that happened, and it was a big riot. The door broke and fell down and everything. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, the door broke? Oh, nice.
Yeah, because all these kids were pushing against it or something, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, she decided going to solve the problem only one at a time, right?
Right.
So me, I didn't really like this girl. I couldn't stand her much, but. She was,
really?
She was weird and funny, but she was crazy about me, this girl Janie, you know.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be her turn to get her coat, see. So what I did was, before Miss Ma, the teacher, called her, I snuck in the closet. See, there was a couple of doors, you know, one at each end. I snuck in the closet. And then the teacher said, all right, Janie, get up and get your coat. Come on, the bus is almost here. Come on, the bus will be here. So Janie goes to the closet. She doesn't know I'm in there. So I go, Janie.
What? Who's that?
Janie, it's me, Frankie. Janie,
you got, shh.
Janie, come over here.
Where are you? Are you in the closet?
said, yeah, I'm in the closet. She said, you're not supposed to be in here, Frankie. Only one at a time. One at a time.
Janie, shut up. I said, come over here.
What do you want? I got to find my coat.
She couldn't find her coat because I had it. I said, Janie, come over here.
Where's my coat? My mother's going to kill me. I better get my coat, and it's cold out.
Come here, Janie. I got your coat.
What? You got my coat? Give me that coat.
Janie, I said, let me see your lips. She goes,
what? Ah!
She went to
my
kiss
lips. There's nothing wrong with my lips, Frankie. What do you want with my lips?
Come here, I'll show you. And boom, she goes flying out of the closet without her coat. Miss Margot,
Janie, where's your coat? What are you doing?
You must have gotten in trouble.
Woo!
Yeah.
So, when she called my name, she didn't know what happened to me, you know.
Yeah.
So I come out of the closet with my coat.
She said, Frankie, how did you get in there so fast?
Well, I said, I watch Superman a lot, Miss Ma.
What'd she say to you?
Oh, man, it was so funny. Janie. man, it was crazy. Years later,
uh-huh.
We were in a play together, Brigadoon, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to see it, and they picked her. She had a nice voice. It wasn't a bad voice. She picked
right.
her to play my up-and-coming bride. Oh, man. I hated
right.
it. You drove me nuts.
Frankie, what are you going to wear to rehearsal? You got to look nice.
You know, she's going on and on and on. I said, Janie, I might not come to rehearsal.
Oh, you got to come.
She had to sing this love song to me. And, oh, man. That was Janie,
yeah.
You know. One time I helped her in, we used to take voice lessons together.
Yeah.
And the same teacher, you know.
Right.
And she wanted to get a guide dog, you know. She's totally blind
right.
and developmental disabled. And they wouldn't
yeah.
give her the dog, the idiots, because
of
she had trouble putting
disability.
The... What?
Because of her developmental disability?
No. Well, that might have been part of it, but because she had trouble putting the harness on. She's trying to put the harness on over the dog's tail. You know, and for some reason, whatever idiot was the trainer or instructor, whoever it was, couldn't show her how to do it, you know?
Right.
So I had my dog. And I said, Janie, I said, come here. I said, this is the dog's tail, see? And you go up, run your hand up the dog's back, and that's the dog's head.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, well, why didn't they just show you that, you know?
Yeah, because they didn't want
so
to.
I said, look.
They made a decision
said,
about it right in the beginning.
Yeah, they didn't think she was qualified for a dog because she had trouble putting the harness on. So I said, here's my harness. It goes this way. You feel the top, you know. Put it over the dog's head. And she got it right away.
Yeah.
You know.
And what did they
yeah,
say?
Yeah, they denied her a dog.
See? She can't
of
put
course,
on the harness, right? That's so
no
stupid.
Law, no protection, you know.
Nothing, yeah.
All right, in sight. Where's Lou?
I don't know. I'm going to look again.
He forgot.
Yeah, I think he's sleeping. Nope.
Friday
he's not
night.
On the board.
8:38. No Louie?
No Louie.
Let me see if I can get him on the magic inner sight line, which can be heard all over the world, see?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see if... Oh, here it is. All right, stand by. You got any good jokes?
No, I have to look them up again.
Well, get a joke. I'm gonna go off the line for a minute.
Okay.
if I can get Louie. Don't give me any dead air. I don't want any dead air.
No, I'm going to talk.
Stand by.
I'm looking for a joke.
Stand by,
Wolf. I'm a jokester here. What? Okay. Now, I got to tell you, I'm looking through these jokes here. He's gonna. Some are racy. Some are just plain adult jokes that they say will crack you up. Let's do that one. Okay, here we go. There are 40 of them, they said. I don't know how if all of them are really, you know, funny, but we're going to try this. Okay. Today I asked my phone Siri why I am still single. It activated the front camera.
All right, we got Louie. What?
Okay, we got Louie. All right. Maybe he could do better jokes. You know,
I didn't hear the joke,
do.
But if it was that bad. Lou?
Where Lou got?
Louie, I can't hear you. What are you doing? Get fix the phone.
Okay, hello?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
You there?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what happened? I supposed to call a Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you didn't call.
Yeah,
you fell asleep, Lou?
I'm up.
Yeah, Louie, get back near the phone. You faded out again. What are you...
Hi, hello?
Yeah, that's good. Stay there.
That's better. Stay right there.
Okay.
All right, so what's up? How you doing?
I'm waiting for you to go back to the InterSight studio at the Ottoman Cablevision pretty soon. I can't wait.
Next Thursday will be our first show over there.
Oh, next Wednesday?
You know?
Yeah.
That's
now,
great.
Listen, you're gonna come in there in February, maybe. I got to talk to you. To the sergeant, you know, get you there. Are you going to bring the conga drum?
I'll think about it. I'll have to practice first.
Now, we got a special treat for you, see. When you come in there, we're going to give you a cornucopia Spanish dog food.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Spanish dog food.
I wish I could bring 3 conga drums.
How
three
many?
Conga?
3 congas.
3 of them?
Bass, small congas, medium-sized conga drums in my dreams.
All right.
Oh.
Can you play 3 at one time?
That'd be
I can play 4 of them.
Oh,
4
nice.
At once?
Yeah, different sound, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
That would be
though.
Cool.
Yeah,
I know.
You play the conga, and I'll make believe I'm playing the flute.
That sounds like a trumpet, not a flute.
We get a couple of hot-looking girls.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for the ladies.
No, you got to play the drum. The girls are going to dance, see?
Yeah.
And we'll have a festivity.
Uh-huh.
Festivity, you know, and then you get to sing a little song there and, you know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll get my friend in there to play the banjo.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I want a girl just like the girl.
Yeah.
That didn't marry dear old dad.
Is a little dud.
Hey Lou, what's your favorite song of all time? You got one?
I know Chubby Checker, Del Sharon, The Platters, The Drifters.
Chubby Checker, his big song was The Twist, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi Lou, how are you?
Hey, happy Frank Perea called my house and said call up the Block of Talk Radio.
Yeah.
That's right.
We wanted you on the show.
You weren't on the show, yeah.
Yeah, I was near finishing my dinner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Shoot it. Go ahead.
Did you hear about this new thing they got for fat people?
Yeah, what's that, people?
Called the fat zap.
Yep.
You heard about it on the news?
Yep, something like that.
Are you gonna get one of those?
What's that? Like a newspaper or something?
No. You see, here's how it works. See. You put it in your pocket, see?
Yes, I put it in my pocket. Yes,
that's right. That's right. And whenever you go to eat,
yeah,
it goes that. See?
Yeah, I can eat everything, but I could be the hungriest man in life.
Yeah. How much do you weigh now?
I weigh 219 pounds.
219? Boy, the fat zapper would love you.
Yep.
You know, if you go into McDonald's and you order 6 hamburgers with ketchup and onions and cheese and all that, the fat zapper would go crazy.
Oh, gee. I saw the documentary Super Size Me, the McDonald's documentary.
Yeah.
Morgan Spurlock is eating burgers and breakfast for 30 straight days.
Wait a minute. You got to eat hamburgers for 36 days?
30 days.
30 days?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, what a way to go.
Yeah.
Talk about heart attacks.
That's heart attack city. He had in the middle of the show, I think.
30 hamburgers for 30 days?
With cheeseburger, quarter pounder, Big Mac.
Are you going to work for them? Might be able to get you a job.
No.
You could eat. Tell them, you know what you do? Tell them you can eat 50 hamburgers in 30 days. Give you a job over there.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Get back by the phone. You faded out again.
Okay.
I got my finger through the microphone. I lower it down with the finger.
Yeah, but I want to be able to hear you.
Yeah.
All right, 50 hamburgers in 30 days. Tell them.
That's Morgan Spurlock was eating.
Yeah, you'd be the champ.
Yeah, right?
It's like the, you know what's coming up soon at Coney Island? The hot dog eating contest. You want to join that, Lou?
No. I can eat. I have to go to the bathroom. I eat too much hot dog.
I got to go to the can and let it out.
Woo! All right, Intersight. Get closer to the phone and give us a song. You got a good song?
Yeah.
Neil Diamond is 81 years old.
Dolly Parton's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How old is she, 80?
77.
Oh, she's almost 80.
You know any of her songs?
I don't know. No, Jolie.
I'm too
sorry,
that one.
Wait a minute, let Louis sing. Go ahead, Lou.
I'm asking, I don't know Dolly Parton's song. I know Neil Diamond.
All right, give us a Neil Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Young child with dream, dream every dream of your own.
Mm-hmm.
A new day would play the organ sound of your own. Papa said you'd rather to be with me, blind as a child. If you're not in that environment, he make me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Shiloh was always young. I know you know your name. He came in all your name. Shiloh was always came today.
All right. I think you better eat more hamburgers, though.
Yeah.
50 hamburgers in 30 days.
Wow.
See the documentary Super Size Me. You'll find out. Morgan Spurlock eating too much McDonald's every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He got sick in the middle of the show.
Who yeah. did?
The, yeah. the guy who was eating everything. The old hamburgers. I can't remember
who,
his name right now. No.
Spurlock, the documentary.
Yeah, Morgan Spurlock,
me.
That's him.
Wait a minute,
but
one at a time.
He,
what was the guy's name?
Director is Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan
yeah.
Sherlock?
Spurlock. Yeah.
More like Morgan Fatlock. The Fat Zapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Inner Sight, Louis Rivera. Thanks, Lou.
Hey, make sure you turn next Friday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a good time on Inner Sight. I forgot to do Rosetta Data, but I'll save it for next Friday.
That's all right. We'll get it next
time.
Yeah, we.
No, we don't.
We'll get it next time.
Okay,
definitely.
All right, Inner Sight.
So, Suzanne, you happy you call me up and you too, Frank?
Yeah.
We're happy, yeah. We wanted you to.
Yeah.
We got you.
Okay.
Okay, I love you. Have a good weekend. And
you too.
Fun with the swap. I won't forget the swap next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clear the board.
Okay, I love All you.
Yeah, hold on.
Can you find the, we got to do the Able News. Do the Able News.
I'm going to press it. Give me a second. Oh,
and then see if you can find the personal column.
Hell in a cell.
Oh, wait, Lou. Can you hang up, Lou? I can't seem to get it to
work. Oh, I
got to
get, that's my line. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Inner Sight. Run the Able News and then see if you can find the personals.
All right. Give me, ow. That was my foot.
In the side. What was that, a firecracker?
No, that was my wheelchair collapsing on me.
Oh. In the Sight Live. The show is coming to you live and not on film, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. I don't know why this is not working. Okay, I finally got to Blog Talk Radio, and now I can't see the
get the Able News
all right.
on Inner Sight.
Yeah, I will in a second when I get to the stupid studio Able that
News.
Won't come up. Okay, here
and we my
go.
Good friend Angela Melanie.
Yes.
Editor.
Oh, come on. This is driving me nuts.
You can't pull it up, then do it. You know it.
Yeah, no. I just want to do this one. I want to get into the studio so I could see if there's any callers. That's the only reason why I want to be on the studio. We have a lot of
callers. I want to do the Able News.
Yeah, we will. Do that. We'll do that first.
Got to get the Able News up there.
Yeah, I know. Here it is.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Able News. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I recently put an ad in there. See, I don't know if they published
yeah,
it.
No.
I sent it in, you know.
You really did?
The good-looking, dynamic, blind, stupid man.
Blind, stupid man?
Looking to
so.
Get married immediately.
Oh,
to avoid prosecution.
To avoid prosecution or what?
Because a wife cannot testify against her husband. That's
yeah.
right. That's what Prince Harry said to the girl. Oh, would you stop that, you stupid moron? Harry's married to Meghan, you know. Well, that's debatable. But now, did they publish my marriage contract?
No.
Hello? Are you
yeah,
there?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm looking
right.
on Able News, and I'm trying to get in. To the site.
Get the personals. All right. Looking
yeah,
for
yeah.
any woman.
any woman.
Ugly or whatever. For better or for worse, and I know I'm going to get the worst. I just know it. For better or for worse, any woman who will take the chance to marry a blind, stupid idiot.
A blind, stupid idiot.
Like me. All right, now read the personal column.
I have to get to it. I don't know where the hell they put it now.
Oh, you can't find it.
I can't find it in the paper.
No.
It never is in the right spot.
After all that, after I gave the big speech, you can't find it?
Well, I can make one up, though, but I'm not going to do that. I'll be nice.
No, I want to get the real McCoy.
Some of them are really funny, though. If that was the real McCoy, let me tell you.
That's my marriage contract to any woman.
Any.
The only thing is, these days, I just hope she's a woman.
That's true, too. They might be dressed as a
woman. You never know.
But the parts might not be there yet.
No. Well, you can't find the...
No, I'm in the paper, and it's just... I know, I keep getting thrown out. Don't laugh. Oh, that's why. Well, that's the stupidest thing I've seen.
Well, try turning on the computer. That might help.
It's on. I'm just
now
waiting for it to log in. It's giving me trouble. We have it here.
We're only on the air for an hour, you know.
I know. Well, then I would have had you find it. It would have been
bad. Find it, I'll have to tell my Prince Harry story.
Uh-oh, you might still have to.
Oh, we only got a few minutes, all right.
Okay,
Prince Harry trying to sell his book, which, incidentally, is pure rubbish.
And
he says his brother William pushed him to the floor. Well, maybe
uh-oh.
That's where he belongs. Oh, shut up.
So
you see, that's all he said because he wants you to buy the book to find out what the fight was about. Well, the fight was over Mummy because Mummy left witty more than Harry. Woo! All right, Inner Sight. Now I let the cat out of the bag or the book off the shelf.
Yep.
Now you don't have to buy the book. And Harry, don't you dare call me tomorrow because I'm not talking to you.
Uh-oh.
All right, Inner Sight. Hope you had a little whacked up fun, you know, and remember, if you can't open your hard boiled egg, talk to the nearest chicken.
Okay, I got the finally got the personals, and it's what?
Woo!
How many? We got 2 minutes? You want one of them?
A minute and a half. Too late. You got one? Here, let me hear it.
Okay, single and Christian, 54 years old, enjoys conversing about life. Current
That's
event.
Her.
It's her. Pal.
That's my future wife. I love you, darling. Darling, I love you. Darling, please. Read my marriage contract. Please, I'll give you anything. Except money.
Right.
That's her. What does she look like? Is she beautiful? Stunning and darling and dearest. Oh, shut up, you idiot. It's a man.
Uh-oh.
In a sight.
Good night, everybody.
All right, we'll be with you Monday. Matt, I'm glad. Thank you for listening. In a sight.
Woo, 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 woo,
goodbye. Goodbye, world. In a sight. Ah!
He's gone crazy. You gotta send help.